Welcome to the Gay XYZ Show with your hosts, Christian, Donovan, and Jason, where everything is gay to the third degree.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Ding.
That's our little.
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you, Christian?
Fabulous.
Darling. I'm doing wonderful. Got me a MacBook today. Yay.
Yay. Congratulations. That's awesome. Did you get it from the Mac store or somewhere else?
I got it from Best Buy.
Oh, awesome. Do you like it?
I love it. I'm still doing some stuff to it because it's new and it has to do that whole update thing. But
right,
this will be the last week I'm using my Windows PC.
Welcome.
Because my Windows PCs give me so many problems.
Welcome to the dark side, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Team Apple all day, every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and so you're going to find a lot. I mean, you're going to be so, I honestly think you're going to be so happy with it because, truthfully, there's such a difference between Apple and Windows machines. And people think, oh, what could be the biggest difference? But really, the usability of it and the ease of it and everything working together. And as they say on the Apple commercials, it just works. It just works. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a world of a difference in the few hours that I've had it. So, yeah.
Good.
I was playing with it and someone called me and then it started ringing on the computer. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I pressed it to answer and I was like, hello?
Yes.
And it's like, hey, what's up? I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize this even happened. So
mm-hmm. Yes,
I love that already.
Yeah. And also, but speaking of MacBooks and everything, I actually have one. I have MacBook Pro and I actually, mine stopped working about a month ago and the screen stopped working. And so anyway, I took it into the Apple store, Genius Bar. Went in there, and in 2 minutes, the guy said, okay, I know what's wrong with it. And he said, it's covered. Even though it wasn't under warranty anymore, they still covered it because it was their fault, because there was some kind of soldering issue. Anyway, so they fixed it. They sent it off. 2 days later, I get it back. Okay, my MacBook had dents in the back of it, dents in the bottom. All the feet in the bottom are missing. I mean, it was just like gone through the ringer. Mm-hmm. And they replaced the whole thing, the back, the screen, the underside. It did not charge me a cent.
Wow.
So that's one reason I love Apple. Because they take care of their customers. So good for you, Jason. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So tonight's show, we're talking about politics. You're going to get to know what we think about certain issues, political issues, ranging the gamut of things. We're talking about those things tonight. Also, of course, a few pop culture things towards the end of the show. So if you want to call into the show, by the way, you can call in at 214-377-0481. And you can talk to Christian or to Jason or myself, and you can make your voice heard. And also, if you want to email us, you can email each of us, have our own email address at gayxyz.com. You can email Jason at gayxyz.com, Christian at gayxyz.com, or Donovan at gayxyz.com. And you can ask us questions. You can ask for advice. You can tell us you hate our fucking guts. Whatever you want to say.
Send me a love letter.
Yes. We are open. Okay. So... if you have comments or you have suggestions, we're happy to hear them. But we do not promise we're going to take it well. Okay. Anyway. I just thought we'd talk about a little bit about some political stuff. And there's so many different things going on this year, of course, because next year is the election year in the United States of America. So first I want to talk to you about, what are your thoughts about President Obama so far? Thus, he's almost at the end of his term, second term. And so having had him as the first African-American president in this country, what did that mean to either one of you? Did it mean anything to you? And do you think he's done a good job and kept his promises? Anyone?
Jason, take it away. Well, I mean, I voted for him both terms. It was definitely a historic thing because, you know, we've never had an African-American president before. And I did not vote for him just because he was African-American. Let me be very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for him because I felt like he was the one that could do
the best job.
The best at the job. Mm-hmm. But no, it was, but it also came with, you know, it's historic moments. I mean, you have an African-American president, African-American first lady. And it was just, he also came off as very, well, he still is. He comes off as very, charismatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I love because it's like, it's like he's kind of smooth and suave with it, but kind of like in a charismatic, fun-loving kind of way, like, you know,
it's like he's sophisticated but down to earth.
Exactly, right? like he's yeah. The only president that I know of that, you know, is willing to do like comedy skits with like BuzzFeed and
exactly,
you know, that type of stuff. I mean, I can't think of a president that's done in the past.
Well, he's kind of one of the first to really be on the pulse of like that generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one reason why. And he also, I think that the fact that he's younger than most presidents have been, he was in his 40s, early 40s, I think, when he took over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes him like one of the youngest presidents ever. So he can really relate, I think, a lot more to Generation X, Y, or Z than can someone like George Bush, who, mm-hmm. you know, has no idea what the fuck they are. So, yeah. So you're happy with the job he's done then?
I'm overall happy with the job that he's done. I mean, there's been some hiccups and, you know, that type of thing, but it's, I mean, every president has its, you know, down moments or whatever, mm-hmm. but, you know, he captured Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's a big deal, by the way.
Yeah, which is a huge deal, which I don't understand how no one else could track this motherfucker down, but he yeah, so, and you know, plenty of them, just, it's just a lot of things. I mean, that was one of the main other things. I think something else happened within the past 8 years. I can't remember at the moment, but I know it was Osama bin Laden, and it was something else that happened, which, oh my god, my mind just went blank. But overall,
the economy, for one thing, mm-hmm. he inherited an economy from George Bush, the moron, mm-hmm. That actually was put our country in the toilet. And so he inherited a bunch of bullshit. The mm-hmm. economy was down, jobs were down, and also the Wall Street was like going under, whatever. The banks were going under, whatever. All this was happening when he took over. And the man orchestrated it with a Republican Congress and everybody else who hated his fucking guts, basically, and actually made this stuff happen anyway, ultimately turned everything around. Now our country has is on the way out of all this bullshit, or we are out of it for the most part. So he turned all that around. I think that's great and that's wonderful. But also I just want to say, for me, he has, as I've said before, he's done more for gay rights than any president ever in history of this country. He not only has he done more for our rights, he's also uses our name when he speaks about Americans and in concert with men, women, Christians, Muslims, gay, lesbian. I mean, he says, you know what, he includes us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big deal. So I like him. I think when I think he could have done more in some instances, but overall the man has done a fucking lot and he deserves respect. That's what I think. What about you, Christian?
Agreed. Well, his first term, you gotta remember I'm young. So his first term,
what were you, like two?
7 years ago, election, yeah. I wasn't 18 yet, so I couldn't vote.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest, at that age when you kind of have no sort of rights when it comes to voting, of course I knew what was going on. But I wasn't paying attention to it. And then the second time around, I kind of knew that it was a shoe-in to continue his presidency. And to be honest, I think if we could choose to have him as president for another 4 years, most people would probably do that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like, just as somebody that this, since he's the only president I've known as far as president that I can give my opinion to or that I can pay attention to based on what's going on in society and in our government.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's done a really nice job at listening to everybody. I feel like he's worked in concert with his Republican peers and as well as his Democrat peers. And I feel like he's done a great job kind of bringing everybody together for one moral good. 'Cause he could have easily he could have easily done more gun control type of things, you know what I mean? But he's been respectful to the types of people that don't want gun control in this country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having trouble looking for the specific word I'm looking for, but...
Well, he's very balanced and he, you know, equal. I don't know the word either, but I know what you're trying to say.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I feel like if we had gotten a Republican president, then that might not be the case right about now. You know what I mean? And I think it's really important that as we move into next year and as it gets down to the nitty gritty into who's going to be running for president specifically, I think it's important to respect everybody's views and understand that each presidential candidate does hone in on something that is important for our country. You know what I mean?
Sure. Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And one of the big issues right now and that we're dealing with as gay people in this country is, you know, now that we've got gay rights in terms of gay marriage, if you've read anything about Kim Davis in Kentucky, whom is the, like, I don't know, registrar or whatever the fuck she is. She does the fucking wedding licenses there, whatever, in her county in Kentucky. And she is refusing and has refused for months now, whatever, to issue gay marriage licenses because it's against her religious belief system. Mm-hmm. And the thing is since the Supreme Court has ruled that you have to allow gay marriage, that means any federal agency has to comply. And the deal about religious freedom is that, okay, so if you personally are religiously against it for whatever reason or against your religion, mm-hmm. then you can say, okay, I choose not to issue this license. That's legal. However, you cannot, that means that someone has to accommodate the people, mm-hmm. they still have to be able to get married. So, but what she's been doing has been saying, okay, I will not issue your license because it's against God or whatever she says, but also mm-hmm. no one else in my office will either. And so she's been breaking the law. So she has been in jail now for like a day, and she got out mm-hmm. today, actually. And
she's staying there longer.
Yes, she's been there longer. But the reason she got out is because the judge asked her, said, if you sign this, and it says basically that she states that she will no longer prevent her coworkers from issuing licenses to gay people. And if she does, then she's back in jail. So that's why she's out now. But anyway, my point... Go ahead.
My question was going to be about religious freedom.
My question was going to be about religious freedom. So does she have the right... I mean, when you're religious, you have a religious belief system about something. Does that supersede the law? Or does the law supersede your religious freedom, as you may put it?
As long as it's legal to deny somebody of service, I do not think that if that's against your religious belief, I think that's fine. Just don't do it. You know what I mean? Don't put yourself in that situation either. But when it becomes illegal to deny anybody any type of service, then that's when I think it's appropriate. I personally am not a big fan of religion and politics, just because I don't, you know, our country is a melting pot. I don't think it's quite fair to base all our laws and politics on one religion, just because it's not fair for society as a whole. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
Unfortunately, not everybody thinks that way. But
what about you, Jason?
I mean, my thing is that if she doesn't want to do this because of her religious beliefs, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think my problem is that don't go around and tell your coworkers or your, you know, acquaintances, whatever the case may be, that, you know, just because, you know, you have a belief in this particular thing and you don't want it done, you're trying to persuade other people to, you know, to take the same action as you're taking. I don't think that's right.
Right, but she believes she's a God warrior and she's fighting.
Yeah, well, I believe I'm fucking, I don't know, Tom Cruise right now or something, and I want to be a superstar, and I am because I say I am or whatever, and I have millions of dollars. I don't know. I mean, I can believe whatever the fuck I want. I can believe whatever the fuck I want. But if it impedes upon someone else's rights as a human being, a civil rights, we're not talking about religion, we're talking about civil liberties. Right. And that is where you cross the line from religious freedom, as she puts it, to civil rights. And that's why it's an issue, because she is preventing people from getting married based on her religious beliefs. She doesn't have to issue the license, but someone else in her office is required to do so.
Right.
So
exactly. I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people can't have their way, they'll use that excuse of like, oh, it's against my religion or again. It seems like that's been happening a lot within the recent months.
Of course, because we're getting all rights.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just one of those things. I'm just like, Oh, here we go. Someone else bringing up because it's because of their religion.
Well, I would say to Kim Davis, if I were in front of her right now, I would say, well, your hair is against my religion. But
exactly. Come on, girl, you better catch a bottle of Frisky.
But that's the problem. She's so anti-gay that no one will do her hair. Yeah,
she does live in, you know, Kentucky. No offense to anyone who lives in Kentucky, okay?
But you know what else is... I know she does.
What upsets me, though, is I don't understand how somebody can morally say... I don't wish the well-being of everybody. You know what I mean? I don't get that.
Because she's psychotic and she believes.
I just don't understand. I don't.
She's a heartless bitch.
I don't get it.
It's not even that. She probably, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. She's probably like a really religious person, and she tries to be pious even though she's been divorced twice and married to the same guy twice and been divorced four times total, whatever. Anyway, whatever. I'm sure she has some good qualities somewhere down deep inside her bushy hair. But I think, honestly, she actually believes, I mean, she, I don't think it, she, I know she believes that what she's doing is, quote unquote, God's work. So when you are so religious, and this is why I'm not religious at all, as I've mentioned, this is why I have a problem with some people who are really religious like this, evangelicals like this, because they push aside reason for religion. And in my opinion, religion is not reasonable, but that's just my opinion. If you want to believe in a religion, that's fine. If you take solace in it and it gives you comfort, or if you want to live your life according to its code, whatever, fine. But to actually believe everything that your pastor tells you or the Bible tells you or whatever to the literal word of what it says, and say, well, God says this to me no matter what. You can say God says anything you want to you. God said, told me, you know, whatever. I mean, you can say whatever the fuck you want. So I think when people push over the line from reason to nutso, like this crazy woman, I think there's an issue. And so that's why, and she's in the position of power. So if someone is that religious, I don't think they should be able to work for a government agency because they're unable to do their job. That's what I think. Right. Okay.
Well, and clearly they're working in misery because I'm sure she's not the only one.
No, I'm sure she's not the only one. No.
Did God tell her to go out and wear that god-awful long-sleeve shirt with that lime green toothpaste-looking shirt that she has on over it? Did God tell her to do that?
I think
she
so.
She looks a fucking mess.
I think so.
She looks a little slow, too.
She does look a little slow. The other thing before we move on is... That's really sad and ironic is that she, well, to me it's sad, is that she makes $85,000 a year in Kentucky, which is a lot of money.
A lot of money in Kentucky. That's a lot of fried chicken.
Yes. And she makes $85,000 a year, yet the median income in her county is $13,500 a year.
Wow.
And so,
a lot of fried chicken. That's my lot I'm of fried just,
spam. I'm just saying, it just seems like really, that doesn't seem right. Anyway, okay, so what about... the death penalty. I want to talk about the death penalty. And the reason I do is because people, gay, straight, whatever, have different opinions on this. But I think the death penalty, you're either for it and you think, okay, someone murders someone, eye for an eye, whatever, they should be murdered. Mm-hmm. And other people feel that it's wrong to kill people and it's only up to God if you believe in God to do that. Or if you don't believe in God, it's not a human's right to do that. So what do you guys think about the death penalty?
I used to be for it. But in some ways, I'm kind of against it. I'm only against it because, well, let me explain myself and then we'll come to a conclusion there.
Okay.
I used to be for it. I used to be like, if you kill somebody and they give you the death penalty, then, you know, sorry. But then now my thing is that I feel like maybe as I've gotten older over time, I feel like when you get the death penalty, I kind of feel like that's like the easy way out.
Mm-hmm. Rather than having to live in prison or something.
Exactly. To me, I would have much more satisfaction knowing that you're sitting in prison for the rest of your life and your life, because I want you to think about what the fuck you did. When you wake up every day, I want you to know why you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like that's the only reason that I'm somewhat against it, I guess. But that's just my thing. Because I'm like, when you wake up every morning in that 12 by 12 jail cell, sleeping on that, you know, metal frame mattress, when every fucking morning when you get up, I want you to wake up and I want you to know why you're in there.
I agree with you for the most part. I think I used to, when I was younger, I used to think the death penalty was just or whatever. But as I've gotten older, I've actually changed my mind. And the reason is because I think that there's only one instance in which the death penalty should ever be utilized. And that is when you have irrefutable evidence that the person who did the crime did it, and that there's no question at all. Like, there's like you have a video of them committing the murder, or I don't know, whatever. There's irrefutable evidence that this person killed this person or whatever. And in that instance, if the death penalty is merited, okay. But most of the time, most people on death row are there for circumstantial evidence or whatever, and you never know. And so, and there's all these people getting off death row now because of DNA that has cleared them from being the perpetrator or whatever. So I don't. That's why I'm against the death penalty, because I don't think you can ever, unless you absolutely know without a doubt that someone murdered someone else, that I don't think it's right. So what do you think, Christian?
Well, not to mention half of the people that are on death row that have murdered people are probably sociopathic. So I think, Jason, you know, you kind of want them to live in their own misery. But a lot of times also they'll tell you, if it happened again, I'd kill them again. You know what I mean? And to be honest, I'm not educated as much as I should be on this topic. But as you're explaining it a little bit, Donovan, you know, I definitely agree, because a lot of times there people do go away for mistrial or without a reasonable doubt or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But I agree, unless it's 100%. And nowadays we're running out of room in these jails.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Did you know that the majority now in this country of prison systems are run by private entities and not the government? Yeah. And as a result of that, their businesses and the states and everybody else gets a big chunk of the money. And so they're not run by the government. They're run by the states. And that's not a good thing. Not the states, I mean, by private companies.
Right.
So, yeah. So
the judicial system is also kind of fucked up.
Well,
Like, stop giving people, you know, 3-year sentences for shoplifting. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
3 years in prison for taking a stick of gum.
That's what I'm saying. There's an incentive now for people to be put into prison, because people profit from it, is what I'm saying. That's exactly right. And so there's more of an incentive. And actually, there have been judges who have had investments in these private companies, in these prisons, whom they send people to the prisons that they invest in so they can make more money. And, you know, this is found out later after the fact often, but they still stay in prison. So, I mean, this is why it's wrong. I think it's just a wrong thing.
I believe that because a family member of mine was arrested for driving on a suspended license, which he says that he didn't know anything about it because the state didn't notify him or anything of that case, whatever.
It didn't have an expiration date on his license?
No, but he received a speeding ticket. And so I guess he didn't pay it, but he said the state was supposed to notify him to give him a certain date to pay, and they never notify him, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
So he ended up getting arrested for a traffic stop. He spent a week in jail over a traffic violation.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, like, stuff like that is just like, come on, man, really, you have to spend a week in jail for a traffic violation?
No, and you know, people are treated differently, you know, based on race and religion and culture and color and everything else.
That's true. But it's just like, but now, we're, you know, since we're talking about it, I was like, it's little stuff like that, because at the end of the day, it's all a money thing.
Unfortunately.
So, you know, it's all about trying to pay as much money as you possibly can for your freedom and, you know, and throwing these people in here for these, you know, petty little crimes. I mean,
right.
It's just absurd to me.
What about euthanasia? You guys know what euthanasia is?
Yeah, euthanasia. No, it's murder with gas.
No, it's not murder with gas. I'm not trying to say that because I'm like, oh, do you know what euthanasia is? I'm just saying because I didn't know, because not everybody knows what the word euthanasia means. So euthanasia is when someone who's terminally ill is allowed to end their own life with assisted suicide.
Oh,
so, like, when your dog, for example, is dying and he's ill and he's not going to recover, you euthanize him. So that's what euthanasia is. So the question is should euthanasia be legal throughout the country? In some states it's legal, in others, most states it's not. Or should it not be legal? What the fuck is going on? Somebody is like banging against the wall.
What's the difference between that and if somebody is on life support and like pulling the plug on life support?
Well, the difference is if they're awake, first of all, typically. They're awake and they're telling you they want you to pull the plug themselves. It's not like you have to make the decision for them. Okay. That's the difference. So Do you think that that's acceptable or unacceptable practice?
I think that if that's what you want to do and you're a terminally ill person, I think that's fair.
What about you, Jason?
I agree. If it's agreed upon and, you know, family members have agreed to come to this conclusion, and, you know, if they don't want to see their, you know, family member, you know, suffering and, you know, that type of thing, then...
Well, it's really more the person's... This is really more about the person's decision.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's something they want to do, and I mean, clearly, I'm sure they've thought it through.
Let me put it this way to you, though.
I would say, yeah.
Let me couch it this way. Let's say both of you were terminally ill, mm-hmm. and you were dying of cancer, and you were in severe pain, mm-hmm. and the morphine wasn't working anymore. I mean, nothing was working, and there was no doubt that you were going to die. You were terminal. Mm-hmm. Would you, at that point, let's say you've been writhing in pain for months, and you were horrible, would you want someone to assist you in dying or not at that point?
If that is what I personally wanted to do and my other person complied, absolutely.
Okay. And what about you, Jason?
I agree as well.
Okay. Me too. That was easy. Okay. So
back to this Kim. Well,
yeah, go ahead. Kim Davis, yeah.
So I was watching the clip a little bit earlier, and when she was free from jail, they were playing Eye of the Tiger.
But she was walking out on stage.
I'm like, bitch, you only in jail for a day. Like, why are you walking out as if you've been in jail for like 17 years? Or
something? Because it's the moral of it, and her followers feel like she is, you know,
vindicated.
Thank you.
Yes. And she's not. Mm-hmm. She's a fucking idiot.
She's not. I don't want to pay any more attention to her.
No. And she's just a fucking moron. I mean, the people who are following her and look up to her, people like Mike Huckabee, who were there by her side, who's a fucking senator or whatever the fuck he is, and he's running for president on the Republican moron side. People who follow her and him and people like that are just sheep. I'm sorry. And they really have no concept of what is fair or what is equal. All they give a fuck about is what their racist little bigoted motherfucking hearts say. That's it. They don't give a fuck about what's right.
I don't understand why they're so passionate about this.
Because
so passionate about something that has nothing to do
I'll
with
tell
it.
You why. Because this country, the country's political system has taken on gay rights. The left, the Democratic side or whatever, has taken it on as a pro-gay rights issue. Mm-hmm. The right is taking it on as a anti-gay rights issue. And it has polarized this country against gay people and have made gay people the enemy. And since the 60s, since the 70s, and that time during Anita Bryant and all that kind of stuff, I don't even know who she was. But anyway, during this whole time period, we were made to be evil pedophiles and horrible people who didn't have any morals and all this other stuff, and made out to be what everybody says we were at the time, and disgusting sexual perverts and deviants. And so the religious right took that cause and ran with it, and because of Anita Bryant, ran with it and made us the scapegoats for all of the fucking shit they hate in this country about what's wrong with the world, and made us their enemy. And so ever since then, it has polarized both parties, and now both parties have either pro-gay or negative gay thoughts. And these people who are following Kim Davis are the fucking right-wing evangelical nutbags, the right-wing Republican morons. That is why they are so passionate about it, because to them, we are the enemy. We're evil. We're Satan. God hates us. God's against us because the Bible says X, Y, and Z about being gay.
Lies. That's a lie.
That's why. So anyway, sorry, but they pissed me off. Anyway, okay, so what about affirmative action?
We're good. You think this is so funny. Go, keep going.
I do. Go on.
Affirmative action, I'm okay with it.
Okay. My question is, do you think that affirmative action is still necessary in the United States?
Yes.
Yes. And why do you think that?
Do I really have to answer this?
Well, don't make it a long old diatribe. Just make it like about a 2-3 minute thing.
But see, if I answer this, it's going to be long. So
just give me a clip. Like, say, because we still need it, or because you know, what are you thinking? Because there's still racism in America. What are you thinking?
A lot of, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, racism. There's a lot of, you know, job place, you know, workplace discrimination and that type of thing. That's just my thing. I support it because you do have a lot of job place discrimination. You have a lot of racism. You know, you have all that shit still going on. So,
well, yeah. Inequity. There's a lot of inequity. It's not, mm-hmm. it's not equal. And in the way I look at it is the whole reason we ever needed affirmative action in this country is because people don't start off in the same starting point in life, mm-hmm. and whether it's race or socioeconomic or whatever. And this was to get people at the starting line, all on the same starting line. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at it. And so as long as there's racism in America, we still need affirmative action, not just for mm-hmm. black people, but for Hispanics and Asian and everybody. So that's how I think. Do you agree with that, Jason?
I agree.
Great. Good. What about you, Christian?
I think that is a no fucking brainer.
Okay. Well, I would too, but some people don't.
Right. Well, as you know, as my generation is growing up, you know, we doing good.
You doing good, girl? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, two more things, and we'll move on. That would be immigration. Do you think illegal immigrants should be given access to government subsidized health care and tuition and things like that, who are illegal, not legal aliens, but, you know, illegal aliens?
I mean, why not? They're already here. They're working.
Right.
Why not?
So do you think they should be sent back to where they came from or no?
No. Okay. No. That ain't in the budget. But,
well, Donald Trump certainly seems to think that we should send them all back. Donald Trump
does a lot of stupid shit.
Yes, so, he does.
Okay. I'm going to give my honest opinion.
Okay, and please do.
I really need you guys to educate me. Mm. So, if you're an illegal immigrant, mm-hmm. no. However, I do think that illegal immigrants, the whole situation is an impossible situation to ignore or to try to fight. It's just not what it is.
Right.
However, I do feel like if you're on the track to become an American citizen from immigration and you do become an American citizen, absolutely, why not? You're an American citizen. But I don't think it's fair for an illegal immigrant to come to this country and then just cash out on all our benefits. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. And what I think about this is this. I think if you're an illegal immigrant to America, I don't care if you're Mexican or French or German or whatever, it doesn't matter what you are. If you're not an actual citizen of this country, I don't think we should have to pay for your kids to go to school or for you to have health care or whatever. You should have to pay for that yourself. That's how I think. Now, however, I also think this, though. I think that if you are an illegal immigrant, you've been here for a long time, you've made a life here, whatever, blah, 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 I do believe the United States of America should somehow give them some sort of route to citizenship, meaning, mm-hmm. Yes, they crossed, they came illegally, blah, 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 that's wrong. They should have some sort of penalty for that, and then they can get actual citizenship by whatever, working or whatever the fuck they want to do, going to college, I don't know, whatever. I think there should be a route to citizenship, but I do not think that they should have the benefits we have either.
Absolutely not. It's like a job. You got to do your 60 days, your 90 days before your insurance kicks in.
Right, Jason.
You know, you got to do your time.
Do you disagree, Jason?
I disagree.
Okay. So you think they should just be able to come over? So I can go over to Mexico like I want to, but let's go to Mexico or Canada or France, and I can go there and I can sneak into the country and not get a visa and work there and not have any access and have access to everything that they have in terms of their medical.
But here's my thing. I think that when people originally come to America, you know, to better themselves, better their lives.
Right. Awesome.
So my thing is, but a lot of people don't have the finances to go through it in the legal process. This is the way I think. I feel like starting off, they don't have the finances to do it.
I don't think that's true, Jason. So they come over
here illegally and then maybe work, save money, and then try to do it the legal way later on down the road.
But do you realize how much it costs for them to get over here in the first place? Most of the time they don't. First of all, they don't come through like the checkpoints or whatever because there's a record of that, obviously, and they can find out that they're here illegally and they never leave. So they usually sneak in through mules and things like that, and people who sneak them into the country, which they have to pay them tons and tons of money to do just for mm-hmm. one person. So my point is that I don't think it's about the financial part of it. I think it's just about The fact that it's easier to sneak across and not it's easier to break a law and ask for forgiveness than to go through the actual process, I think. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's about the money, but whatever. So anyway, that's that. Last one is going to be about, where is it? Pot use. Do either one of you use pot, or have you ever used pot? Either one of you?
I think everybody can say they've smoked pot at some point in their life. I do think that marijuana should be legalized, to the extent of prescription.
You only think it should be a prescription and not legalized for recreational use? First of all, let me say that I have never in my life used a recreational drug, not one. I'm square as they come.
Well, forgive me for assuming.
But I do believe that pot, marijuana use should be legalized recreationally. And the reason is because, in my opinion, and what my research I've seen, and people have been told, blah, 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 it is very similar to alcohol in terms of its effect. It's not, it's a natural thing, right? It's not like it's a pharmaceutical drug. Mm-hmm. So I do not think that, so I think it should be both medical for medicinal uses as well as for recreational. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it should only be used for medicinal uses?
Because I don't want to be at McDonald's with like a secondary high.
I've had a secondary high actually from a Depeche Mode concert.
I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, why do I have to be subject to that?
Because it's already getting to that point, though. It's the same as somebody who smokes. You don't like being around smokers either, right?
Well, I don't like.
So then you have a smoking section and a non-smoking section, just like you have for smokers. It's no different. You don't have to be around it unless you only want to be around it. Mm-hmm. People that you know who smoke pot, that's different. I mean, you know, I have friends who smoke pot, and they don't smoke it around me because then I don't want to be around it.
Right, and if I want to be around it, I'll be around it. But if I'm walking around doing my thing, I'm in my mode, I'm being, you know, positive, successful, sickening, and then all of a sudden I walk into somebody's whiff, get a little secondary high, slows me down the rest of the day, I ain't got time for that.
That's please. Not for me. It is no different than cigarette smoking, please. It's the same thing.
I was about to say that.
It's the same thing. Because the effects on you in terms of, like, I mean, I'm sure you could get a high or whatever, like you were saying, to some degree, but you have to be around it for a lot longer than a whiff. You're not going to just get into a whiff and go, ooh, you're not going to just go high all of a sudden. You have to actually be around it for a sustained few minutes at least. So anyway, I just think that's ludicrous, but whatever. Jason, what do you think?
It's already getting to the point. I mean, Colorado's already legalized it, and, you know, people are, you know, happy as fuck over there. So... I mean, it's getting to that point. I mean, isn't there another state that just legalized it? Or yeah. So, I mean, it's getting to that point already. My thing is, just go ahead and legalize it. People have already smoked it. I mean, I have not run across a person that has told me that they have never, well, besides you.
You did today.
That they've never smoked, you know, marijuana, or at least tried it.
I've never smoked marijuana. I never tried it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, but well, besides you.
I know, I'm special.
I mean, I don't see any harm in it. I mean, I'd be more against the alcohol than fucking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like marijuana. You smoke a few joints. Apparently, you get pretty, you know, lethargic. You know, so you're just gonna stay home and watch TV and eat chips or whatever, Funyuns. But when you're actually drinking, you get into a car and you think you can do whatever the fuck you want and you go and kill somebody. It's just a big,
exactly. Huge difference. I personally have never heard of anyone killing someone because they were so high, you know, in a car accident.
Because it has never happened.
I mean, it's only with alcohol. I've never heard, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to prove a point, just saying that I've never heard that happen where it's like, oh my God, I was so high, I killed a family of four.
Right.
So, right. You know, that's my thing. But legalize it. It's already getting to that point.
It's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. There's no denying it.
But also because the money is so good. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah. Gracious. Yeah.
The government wants
I just
that
would
money.
Hate to see our society dazed and confused.
Please. Oh, please. You're like some old woman from like the 20s talking about prohibition or something.
Being progressive and working hard and chasing their money and being ambitious.
It's too late.
Just because you smoke pot doesn't mean you're not a hardworking person.
Hey, I'm not saying that. See, but I feel as the general public.
No,
did you not just say marijuana makes people lethargic?
It does. It doesn't mean that you can't function on it though. It doesn't mean you go out, you go to work, and you start smoking pot in the middle of a meeting. I mean, that nobody, come on, unless you're a rap star or something.
You also have to think about, like, the youth, right? I went to high school with a lot of people that smoke pot, and it, like, messed up their wiring, their brains.
That's because they're addicts, not because they're
of
pot.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying if it becomes a legal substance, or a legal substance, then our minors have, it's easier for them to get it, and then they're mushing their brains before they're even grown.
That's going
to
happen regardless. Like, my point is, I was the same age as these kids were then and people around me, and some of us chose to do pot and some of us didn't. It has nothing to do with whether we had access to it or not, because it's still
right, but if it becomes a society's expectation that, you know, it's legal and everybody does it,
well,
or
it's going to be the same way. It becomes legal, they're going to put limitations on it, or legal stipulations to it, just like they do for cigarettes. You have to be at least 18 to purchase cigarettes. If they legalize it, 9 times out of 10 is going to be the same way for marijuana.
I agree.
I mean, it's not like they're gonna have, you know, a 9-year-old go into the store and he or she can go buy,
yeah,
you know.
Obviously not, yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's probably gonna be the same thing. We have to be at least 18 to purchase cigarettes, you have to be at least 18 to purchase some marijuana. So I mean,
All right. Well, that's a soft show on political stuff. Now, you have anything to talk about?
Are you guys open to talking about if you were to vote today, who are you going to vote for?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders for me.
Me too. What about you, Jason?
I'm undecided.
But you have to vote. You have to vote today.
Who would you vote for if you had to vote today?
Today,
based on what you know, which may not be much bad because you're not that interested in politics.
I don't know enough about the candidates.
You have to vote today.
You got a gun to your head. Pick somebody.
Are you Democrat or are you Republican?
I'm Democrat.
Okay, are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton or are you going to vote for Bernie Sanders? See, but then y'all want to say millennials, people in their 20s, they don't vote, they don't.
But I need more info. I don't want. I want to say Hillary because I'm already familiar.
You
with
know
her,
Hillary, right?
I don't want.
That's fair.
Offer that because I don't know anything about the other.
That's so, fair. That's fair. So you would vote for Hillary if you had to vote between those. You would vote for Hillary.
I guess I would vote for Hillary.
Okay, cool. Now, tell me anything you want to talk about pop culture wise before we go. We've got about 15 minutes.
Madonna is launching her tour tonight. What do you guys? Do you have any expectations? Anything you want?
I don't care.
He don't care.
I wasn't asking you.
Well, you know, I'm going to her concert in January.
I know, but what would be? Let me. This is gonna be a tough question. Mm-hmm. What would be a disappointing Madonna show to you? Like, what would, if this and this and this was missing, would make it a disappointment?
Well, I already know what the set list is, so I already know what the show is, so I already know what to expect. And I am a little disappointed because she is not singing a couple songs that I like, but she doesn't ever sing everything the same every time.
Well, there's so many.
No, she sings her old stuff, but she just doesn't sing.
I'm saying that's usually people expect.
But someone like me who's a huge Madonna fan, it's like, I expect so much because I know every fucking song, and so, like, I pull out songs on my app, like Secret Garden, that she's never sung ever in public. I'm like, sing Secret Garden, you know. So I mean, she never wouldn't sing anyway. So I won't. No matter what happens, I'll be very happy because I'll be close to the stage. I'll be close to be able to see her sweat and say, "Girl, I love you." So
that's good enough.
That's all I care about. Just being in her presence, the Queen's presence.
I guess for me, if I were to go to a Madonna concert,
if you were,
a disappointing thing for me would probably be no wardrobe changes. Hint, hint.
Oh, please. We're talking about Madonna.
Madonna would never.
she is the queen of performing. No, that's never going to happen. Now, Janet Jackson, poor thing. I know we talked about this last week. I love her. And I still, as I said last week, I think she should have absolutely made some fucking changes. And, you know, she's still good. Still love her voice. Still love her work. But she should have done
Speaking
something.
Speaking of Janet, I love me some Janet. But is it just me? Or do I feel like her comeback has just kind of been kind of lackluster?
It's like,
Like, I was expecting, like, this big, huge comeback. And she comes out with a song.
Apparently she has another new song out that's, like, a super big dance song.
She hasn't released her album either. It's just the one song.
Well, yeah.
I've heard the dance track. I don't like it as of now.
Maybe it doesn't have you dancing?
No.
The problem is, I think, is that she, it seems to me, I don't know, didn't her husband finance this or something? Or she and her husband together or something? I don't know. She did her own label or some shit. I don't know. And it seems to me some artists need more guidance than others in terms of their marketing and that kind of stuff. And I don't think she really handled this very well in terms of her comeback. She should have had much more fanfare about it. She should have done some touring, some like little venues. I don't know, something just to kind of get people interested.
Yeah, her songs get very little airplay. Maybe
she doesn't care about that. I mean, maybe she doesn't care about that. Maybe she's just doing it just to please the fans. She had no problem going away for 2 years.
Well, that's fine if she doesn't have a problem with it, but so far they've been portraying it. I mean, when she came out with this whole thing on Twitter talking about new music, new this, new that, new that, I mean, I'm sure all of her fans were expecting like this huge blow-up comeback. And it's just been kind of like, you know, a moment when you release air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
I understand. You want it to be Janet. I get it.
Exactly. And it's just been like,
She's worthy of having a really great comeback. She's got the name, she's got the talent, she's got all that great stuff, but she just hasn't handled it well. That's my point. I agree with you.
Uh-huh. I am a diehard Britney Spears fan. Why? But I am just used to disappointing comebacks.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Ah, that's funny.
So it just doesn't faze me anymore.
Yeah, well, I can see why. did you hear about the babysitter duct taping the kids to the chairs and forcing them to watch Mommy Dearest?
No, I did not hear about this.
Have either of you ever seen Mommy Dearest?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Jason, have you seen it?
Of course.
Okay. Well, not of course. Okay. Let me tell you real quick, just a 1 minute story.
It's like, yeah.
I went to a meeting with these two gay guys they wanted me to do their house or whatever. And so this is like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Went to their house, went in there, and anyway, we were upstairs in their bedroom. And he said, well, I'm thinking about tearing down that wall because of the view. And I go, and so I'm thinking these are two gay guys, right? And they were like in their 30s, so they probably had seen Mommy Dearest. And so I go, well, we should tear down that bitch of a bearing wall and put a window where it ought to be. So I was just joking, and they had no fucking clue what I was talking about. They thought I was fucking insane. And so I was like, okay.
You're like, no more wear hair?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, Mommy Dearest, nobody. Anybody? Anyway, so I know that movie inside and out. I know every fucking line, every fucking like little look she makes. I've been watching it since I was a teenager. But the point is, this guy duct taped these kids to these chairs and forced them to watch Mommy Dearest because their mother told him to do so. He told him to make sure that they watched this movie from beginning to end. They did not get up, and if they got up, to make sure they watched it. So the guy, like a moron, decides to duct tape them to the chair and forces them to watch this to teach them a lesson about, you know, being behaved children. But of course, it was a gay guy who did it, and it's just so embarrassing. I mean, why would you do that? Anyway, I thought that was frightening.
Christina,
get out of that chair. Why? Wait, it was good. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me like I'd be treated by any stranger on the street? Oh, because I am not one of your fans. Anyway, as I said, I can recycle.
That's how I'm going show tonight right
now. I can watch the whole fucking thing. Well, actually, when I was in the 90s, they actually had a remix of all the scenes from that movie, and they would play this funny song. But anyway, sorry, I just blew
it off. It's on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Yes, it's hilarious. If you haven't seen Mommy Dearest, you should watch it. But by the way, it's kind of sad because it's based on a true story, supposedly, and about Joan Crawford and how she was kind of a horrible mother, but it's just campy and funny when it's not supposed to be. So if you're gay, it's a must see.
Yeah.
Or if you're straight.
What'd you say?
I said, or if you're straight.
Or if you're hetero. Yeah, absolutely. What movies have you guys seen lately that you've liked or loved, by the way? Anything new?
I mean, Straight Outta Compton, but I've already discussed it, but yes. I mean, that was the last movie I want to see. I do want to go see War Room.
War Room? I haven't heard about that.
It's like, I don't know much about the movie, mm-hmm. but it supposedly took the spot of Straight Outta Compton this weekend. So, this past weekend, rather. So, I do want to see that. I don't know much about the movie, but it people are just raving about it, and it made, you know, it was number one at the box office. So I'm going to see what it's all about.
Well, my sister-in-law, my husband and I went to Waco, where his family is, for the weekend, for Labor Day weekend. And we went to see, because he has a niece who's only four, and she was staying with her. We had to go see something that she could see. It was appropriate. So we went to see Inside Out. Have you ever seen that movie? It's a cartoon.
Yeah, I know.
It's animated. It was really cute. I was like, oh, God.
The emotions.
Yes, it's all your emotions in your head that come to life and how they're controlling you and everything. It was really, really good. I loved it. So if you haven't seen Inside Out, check that out. It was really cute. Watch it on Netflix or something. I don't know, whatever. Christian,
what about you? On Netflix?
Mm-hmm. When it comes out on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I mean, later. I mean, later, yeah.
I haven't been to the movies since The Black Annie was out.
Oh, my.
That's a lie. No, I just lied to you. That was the last movie I paid to see. I went to, like, a media premiere of that movie with, God, what's her name? Amy Schumer.
Oh, Amy Schumer.
Trainwreck. I went to a media premiere of that, so I saw that before it came out. And then,
how was that?
I loved it.
It was super dirty, super funny.
Awesome. Yeah, I love Amy Schumer anyway. I loved her way before she was ever on that movie, but yeah. She's awesome.
I'm behind on my movies, but I just don't feel like it's been a strong year for movies this year, to be completely honest.
Friends of mine were talking about, friends of mine were talking about Fantastic Four.
Oh, God.
And they talked about how disappointing it was. So
that looks so bad. It looks so bad to me. It's done really poorly. But I just had no interest in seeing it at all because it looked so bad. It just looked bad.
Yeah. I usually only go to the movies around Oscar season, to be honest with you, because I like good movies.
So you just pick the ones that have been nominated for Oscars and you go watch those?
No. Those are just typically the movies that
you end up seeing.
That are written really well, that have depth, they have nice direction, the acting is amazing. Or like comedies. I like comedies. I don't do scary movies, so you won't catch me at the cinema around this movie.
Well, oh, War Room. It says War Room has
Alex, like 30% Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
Yeah, War Room, I don't know about that.
Well, I'm looking at it now, and it made number one at the box office.
Fan reviews.
Just because people went to see it don't mean it was good.
No, fan reviews are really good. Fan reviews, but you've got to go by fans and not by the stupid critics. Yes. Critics don't know anything. You know what I mean? So, anyway. But anyway.
I've been really into Bring It On. If you want to know the truth, I bought Bring It On DVD.
The movie?
Yes. And it's my current life.
I can see you liking Bring It On. Oh, my God. That makes sense.
It's so good. And I saw it when I was really little, but I didn't understand any of the jokes.
Because you were young.
I'm an adult, I watched it.
You were really little in 2000. Oh, my God. You were.
I was in, like, the first grade when that movie
Jesus
came out.
Fucking Christ.
Really?
You're an infant. Oh, my God. Oh,
this is a cheerocracy.
Yes, exactly.
Kristen, my favorite part, Kristen and Gabrielle Union is excellent in that movie.
She is.
My favorite part is when they're having the confrontation about the stolen cheer, and she says, and there's a lot of like race issues in there.
Yes.
But it says, she says, Gabrielle Union's character says, "Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere. You don't really think a white girl wrote that shit, did you?" I fell out, spit my pizza up, and coughed on my dank. That was so funny.
Oh, God, I loved it. I love it. All right, well, that's it for tonight's show, everybody. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to check us out, go to gayxyz.com. You can find us on Spreaker.com at gayxyzshow. You can also go to Twitter, gayxyzshow, and also on Facebook, gayxyzshow. So if you want to find out more about me, you can go to offlimitshow.com. Find out more about Christian, you can go to
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. Follow me on Instagram at Christian Craven. And also, I'm going to be in Chicago for the next 7 days. So if you're in Illinois or Chicago, or you know anything that's fun about the city, Boys Town, hit me up. Let me know what's going on.
Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter. It is Jason B Like, which is Jason underscore B-E underscore Like, L-I-K-E.
And we'll be back next week with more great things to discuss. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.